You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where I've been rocked to my very core in the commercial break by information from Carter Freeman. But the question before us was, which football direction do you want to go? NFL overreaction or reality? Or is Brian Schottenheimer actually under any pressure this year to go along with power ranking the power rankings?
I think that's a very interesting discussion.
Okay.
You want and that I'd one? Like to go there.
All right. So there's a couple of different reasons that this has come up, but one of them is, in the ESPN power rankings, it says who is under the most pressure. And so it gives the power rankings, and we can get into that in just a minute. But then for the Cowboys, who's under the most pressure? Brian Schottenheimer. I just think that's absurd.
Okay.
And like, I've seen people text in, like, what would it take for Schottenheimer to get fired after this year? I cannot conceive of an on-the-field way that Brian Schottenheimer gets fired this year. Like, if there's some weird scandal that just like goes beyond whatever the Cowboys line might be, then maybe. But they go 4-13. I don't think that he will get fired.
And 1-16.
I mean, that just means you're on your way to Super Bowls, what the documentary told me. Although that was an extra game. But I don't think so, because then you'd get Arch Manning and he's like, that's what I'm trying to do and all that stuff. Maybe I'm in the minority in here and maybe I'm just mistaken. I don't view Brian Schottenheimer being under a particular amount of pressure to succeed on the field. I'm sure internally he's under a lot of pressure because this is his first shot. He said in the press conference when we were in Oxnard, he thinks it took too long for him to get his shot. So there you go.
I unfortunately think you're wrong. And it okay. is all internal. Like that's what where all the pressure is. Externally, the whole country is rooting for the Cowboys to fail or succeed. Like, they are literally invested in the Cowboys.
It's tough to find indifference with.
Like,
yeah,
you name another team that everybody is committed to the Cowboys in some way, shape, or form. Either way,
yeah.
And that's just how it is. So that's going to be a national, every day is a national topic. If he can block those things out, that's a thumbs up for him. Kevin, I often say this. I think the Cowboys in particular, and during the Wall 2.0, they made the comment about Dak and Zeke didn't understand how important each one of the games were when they started that rookie year for them.
Right.
I think the team, because of the last 30 years of unsuccess,
Mm-hmm.
Feels like they have to make up for those 30 years on every play. And I think that that falls on to the coach sometimes as well. Is it like, I'm trying to win 30 years of football with every single moment. And I think that becomes too much sometimes. It's too overwhelming. You can't hit a 6-run home run. It's not going to happen. You have to win a play. You have to win a game. And that's where I don't know. Sometimes you can focus in and be laser focused like that. Dallas does not seem to be the place that you can focus in and be laser focused. There are too many other distractions to it. And I think that's where the pressure comes from, is that you it starts to become a waterfall. It starts to become quicksand. You can't get out of it, and you're stuck in this. We have to do this. We got to win this game because it's so important for this. And if we, and I think that that pressure is going to build for him. But the pressure to lose a job, I agree with you. I don't think Jerry Jones is going to want to admit after 1 year that he messed up. But I also think I'm giving Shoddy a chance, man. I'm going to give him that chance to prove to us.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And I think as Cowboys fans, I would hope we're all rooting for him to be successful.
Yeah.
But I go back to the winning or the losing. I just think that it's been established that Cowboys head coaches, sometimes I wonder if Jerry builds in a little extra time for them because he knows that they have to deal with unusual circumstances. And that's why maybe they're not so quick to pull the trigger on firing some of these coaches.
No, that's interesting because you say unusual circumstances. Barry Switzer makes comment about that after he's talking to the team and he's like, after all the things that we have to go through, and he's like talking about, granted, Barry Switzer did not have an easy, place to step into whenever that happened. So when you say that though, you're saying the set of circumstances are the national media.
No, look, I swear I'm not trying to be like just flippant or sarcastic. I think the extenuating circumstances are Jerry. I don't think it's the media or anything else. I think it's Jerry. And so I do kind of wonder that. Now, speaking of the power rankings, where would you put the Cowboys in the power rankings as we head into the start of the season?
Kevin, what do you think?
I predict you think 16 or 17.
Middle of the pack.
Okay.
16 or 17.
Alec? What say you?
18.
Ooh. That is actually correct. So they are one to two below the middle, depending on how you want to slice that up. The Dallas Cowboys are ranked as the 18th best team in football heading into the regular season. Corey, I'm going to assume your answer is yes. Alec, do you think that feels about right to have the Cowboys in about the middle of the pack?
Yeah, I'd say so. That feels like where they kind of hang out most times throughout the season. And then once you kind of get a clear idea of the playoff picture, then you'll start to see if they go more towards one side or the other. But yeah.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
This point, again, like we joked about earlier in the show, but it's not a joke. We don't know what this team looks like because they have not shown us literally anything in the preseason, so we can only go off of what we know on paper.
In a bizarre way, does that add even more intrigue to that Eagles game? I'm not saying you'd be like, eh, I don't care. But it feels like that will add even more in that first half. You're like, holy crap, I didn't know they could do that.
Yeah, because if they go out there and they score 35 points, I'm going to be like, whoa, I'm wrong about a lot of things in life, and I need to recalculate and try to figure out what I'm doing wrong here.
Yeah. Now, who do you think is the worst team in all of football?
Man, I feel like it's Cleveland.
Maybe. Cleveland is one of the last three teams, but are they the worst?
Are the Jets in that conversation?
Oh, how dare you. The Jets are only 28th.
Okay, so they're pretty close.
They will not abide by your disrespect. By the way, Cleveland is 30.
Saints.
Ooh, the Saints, 31. By the way, did you see Kellen Moore? And again, I am just assuming this is the way he meant it. He said the quarterback competition will continue.
Until the middle of the season, probably.
And I feel like what he really was saying was, hell, I don't know. I guess keep going.
He's really just waiting for the player coach moment.
Yes. All right. You guys have named three of the bottom five, but not the worst team in all of football. I want to take one more shot at it.
Alec?
That would be the Tennessee Titans.
Nice work.
Is correct. The Tennessee Titans.
Because the quarterback just punched a defensive lineman.
That's man. Right.
Or shoved him.
I could see on the one hand, you're like, I love that competitiveness. But on the other hand, I could see how you'd be like, hey.
He's got a penalty.
Don't do that for a variety of reasons. Now, the whole reason that they're last is because the New York Giants have rocketed up from 32 to 29. No doubt. Hey, that's up. No doubt to the play of Jackson Dart.
Probably so.
But those are your worst five. At 28, the Jets, then the Giants, the Browns, the Saints, and the Titans.
In the conversation you had earlier, Kevin, about Arch Manning, did you bring up when he was asked about the AP poll?
Oh, no. What did he say?
They were like, hey, you're ranked number one in the AP poll. And he was like, that doesn't mean anything. And I was like, what a smart thing to say. And then he was like, I don't even know how they get these. We haven't played a game yet. And then he was like, how do they rank them? And I guess it's just ranking rosters, you know?
What is more profound, that or John Kruk, when they said, when the guy who invented time and the clock, how did he know what time it was?
John Kruk said that?
Yeah. I don't know if somebody else said it first, but obviously that's been circulating around quite a bit.
That is the most profanation thing I've ever heard.
I don't think you said that right. All right. We did the worst. We did the middle, which is pretty much where the Cowboys are, always are. By the way, here's the teams around the Cowboys. Steelers, Seahawks are 16 and 17. And then the Falcons and Dolphins are 19 and 20. Does that feel about the class of team?
Yeah, that's all right. We're pretty accurate right now.
Tell me who are the top five. 877-881-1053. Franklin, injury attorney. Text line if you want to get involved in the conversation, or Twitch or YouTube or you guys right here and right now. Who are the top five?
Oh, man. I feel like the Eagles are in there.
Eagles?
That is just because I feel like they're in there, not because I'm not
Corey,
rooting for them.
You'll be happy to know the Eagles are number one.
I'm not
on the list.
All right. The Chiefs?
Chiefs are second.
Okay, because those were the last two.
That makes a whole lot of sense.
I feel like the Lions?
Ooh, the Detroit Lions are number five. Good job.
Okay.
You're still alive.
And then probably Buffalo and Baltimore.
Who would you put first?
Buffalo.
Okay. Good call. So it goes Philly 1, Kansas City 2, Buffalo 3, Baltimore 4, Detroit 5, and then just out of curiosity, or just to throw it out there, not out of curiosity, the Washington Commanders are 6.
Yeah.
And then you would ask...
They're a hot team, man. Yeah,
absolutely. You would ask about this player earlier. Number 7 is the Green Bay Packers.
Yo.
And I was going to have this as an NFL overreaction or reality. I can just ask you guys right now. Do you think that Jordan Love will be a real candidate in the MVP race? Like, no, I know inherently he'll get at least some attention because he's a quarterback. But I'm saying when we get down the stretch, could you see Jordan Love as a viable MVP candidate?
If he stays healthy, obviously, I do. Because that offense is built to score. And he can tally up a lot of touchdowns. He can throw some interceptions, too. But he can tally up a lot of touchdowns. And so I think that'll stand out. But again, health for him is going to be the entire key. Because, I mean, their receiving group is, I mean, Christian Watson's in the mix. And there's a bunch of, Jaden Reed's really good. But not, I don't think that you had one receiver that you were like, oh, there's the connection with Devontae Adams. You know, it wasn't like that. So he spreads it around a lot and he moves that offense. I think he can be. But health's going to be a key factor for him.
Alec, going down the stretch, do you see Jordan Love as a real MVP candidate?
I do. I honestly do. And I know we had the conversation a little bit last year at the beginning of the season. Like, he's got super long odds, but he's good enough to where putting $10 on it, you know, would be a lot of fun. But I think he is good enough to where it's not a stupid bet, you know, and even not in a betting sense. I do think he just looks so composed. Even when, like last season, I didn't think that offense was super great around him. I didn't think they were bad, but he just looks like a pro out there. There's no way to really explain it without putting film in front of you and saying, look at, he looks like in some very specific ways. I'm not projecting his career. In very specific ways, he has some of the same poise in certain sets that Rodgers did. In that Green Bay system.
By the way, as long as we're talking about Green Bay, I just wanted to throw this out there. Jay Glazer had tweeted this out and said that the Packers had him talk mental health with their players and their coaches. And so I just wanted to say I appreciate very much Jay Glazer taking part in that. I appreciate the Green Bay Packers for their efforts to like get that message to their players, their coaches, and destigmatize. We talk about mental health all of the time on this show. And so props to them for getting it done. And always a great reminder, NamiNorthTexas.org, if you're looking for an organization of professionals, and they have so many free programs. So if you're struggling for any reason, wanted to throw that out there.
Yes, absolutely.
Good job, Packers.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.